Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
That's Johnny Rabbit. I'm here for Chris and for Amy, who have a well-deserved, I think, day off. They do have a well-deserved time off, but we are here, and we're not alone. We're not alone in life and in what happens in life. And it's always better if you can get a little help, a little guidance, a little push forward. And that's just what Barry Cervantes does. He's a personal wellness coach. His firm is Camelot Life Coach. And Barry is here to give us all that boost that we need for 2025. Thank you, Barry, and welcome to the new year. Glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Johnny. Always great to hear from you.
Thank you. Great to have you here. What the heck is a life coach, though? What does that mean? What is it?
Well, it's a lot bigger on the East Coast and the West Coast than it is in the Midwest. But I guess the short and simple is that it's someone that will help you create the life that you want. And whether it's the design, whether it's the implementation, whether it's the accountability of it, but it's someone who helps bring out the best version of you and creates your best life.
How do you know what's best for these people? You're dealing with somebody else's life. You're like a puppet master, and this person has to, reveal things about themselves to you confidentially, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a strictest of confidence, and you're right. That's one of the biggest hurdles for people is to say, you know, can I openly, you know, share some of my closest and dearest secrets and desires and wishes with somebody? And if you do, then that's a huge step for accomplishing them. So the life coach really comes into play of creating that atmosphere of openness and trust and warmth and really optimism and hope for the person.
Now, how long would sessions last? Do you just go one time to a life coach, or do you have to go week after week, or how do you work that?
Well, there's really two formats. There's what they call core coaching, which can be one specific issue. You know, maybe a person has problems with their drinking, or a person has problems with their smoking, or their health, or budget. And that can be one specific area. However, there's another program that I kind of specialize in, which is kind of a three-month program, which is called Transformational Life Coaching. And that is weekly sessions for an hour. There's probably about an hour of homework. But that program is really based on four spiritual laws and 12 dialogues. And after 3 months, you graduate.
Hmm. And how do you come up with the ideas for this? Is there like a national organization that provides textbooks and so on?
Yes, there is. Mine's, I guess, a little more proprietary, but I hired a life coach about 25 years ago, and that changed my life. Mm-hmm. And after about a year and a half, she was out of Dallas, and she said, "Well, you ought to be a life coach." And I said, "Sign me up." So I signed up on the moment, and here I am 25 years later doing it.
Now, how many people do you work with at any, like right now? Do you have like several people, or do you just one at a time, or is it a large group over a period of a month or 2 months?
Well, that's a good question, Johnny. So I work with really, it's all one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I don't take on more than seven clients at a time. And I have many others that, you know, probably about 30 others that are on retainer. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe once a month kind of meeting them and checking in with their goals and seeing how they're doing and, you know, if there's any issues that bubble up.
Now, do you go to them or do they come to you?
I go to wherever they're most comfortable. So a lot of people want to meet at, you know, St. Louis Bread Co. or, you know, met other people at Hilton or anywhere else in the Central Corridor, that it's kind of a quiet place that, you know, that someone feels comfortable.
Now, what about New Year's resolutions? A lot of people are making them. Do you have any resolutions, or do you suggest that for some of your clients?
Well, so that's kind of funny. I've written a couple of articles on that, but, you know, resolutions, you know, if the history of resolutions, they go back about 4,000 years to the Babylonians. Hmm. And then that used to make them in March. And then around, I guess, with the advent of the Roman calendar, which is like 46 B.C., people started making resolutions on January 1st. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a fan of resolutions because only 8% of the people who make resolutions, you know, on December 31st, the prior year, have them a year later. 8%. Think about that. And so what happens to the other 92%? Well, they have a lot of failure with it. They have a lot of guilt. They have a little bit of shame. So they just don't seem to work out, because I think people are looking for, you know, a brand new life, you know, sure. New year, new me. And so when they don't get that, you know, there's the failure involved. So as a matter of fact, even by mid-February, close to 80% of there's an 80% failure rate for someone setting their resolution. So I'm a much bigger believer in setting goals and kind of having a theme. So for instance, my theme for this upcoming year is going to be intentionality. Hmm. So I want to be mindful and intentional about everything that I do. I don't always succeed, but we're going to have setbacks. But, you know, that's the theme. And then really, if you can set SMART goals, I say SMART goals because they're, you know, they're specific, they're measurable. It's kind of the acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented.
Interesting.
So if you can set some realistic goals, that's much better than setting resolutions.
Yeah, that's a good word, intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that, what would you say, okay, what does that exactly mean?
Well, it's kind of being mindful. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many of us, as you know, especially with all the experience that you've had with dealing with so many people in your very successful career, you know, there's so many people that continue doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And they really don't reflect on why it's not working. You know, so it's, as they say, the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
So I think if people take the time, you know, especially in the new year, and I like to, as a matter of fact, I like to say that, The new year is a good time to be kind of forward thinking about what you want to have in your life the following year, or who you want to be even. But it's also a great time to look back at what you're ready to let go of.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
And a lot of people don't make that distinction. They just kind of continue on. So if you're mindful and you're intentional, you're doing things that's based on a conscious decision and not just something that we've been doing automatically as in a habit.
Kind of cleaning the clutter out of your mind.
You got it.
Now, how many
we all have that.
Yeah, of course we do. How many life coaches are in this area?
Well, that's a good question. So I do belong to the International Coaching Federation, and we have probably in the St. Louis area, we have local chapters, but we probably have about, I'd say, 40 different life coaches. And I won't say life coaches. I'll say 40 different coaches, mm-hmm. because some are physical coaches, some are health and wellness coaches, some are financial coaches. So the area I specialize in is again transformational. It's kind of like a reboot, but it's in all areas of your life, whether it's mental, emotional, relational, you know, spiritual, physical, and financial.
Barry Cervantes, what about traditions, family traditions that go back maybe years ago? Do you still have any of those?
No, I can't say that I really do. We've had you know, various traditions over the holidays, no particular resolutions as far as, or rituals as far as January 1st and resolutions and goals.
What about predictions for the new year on any subject at all? What do you think we're going to be a year from today that might be different than we are right now?
Well, I mean, everybody wants, obviously, greater love. It's tragic to hear about the New Orleans accident, this morning. But, as you wake up, you want to have, some optimism and some hope for the new year being better than it was the prior year and progress ahead. So I hope that we can all set our own individual goal of being healthy and happier and more loving. And if we all do that individually, I mean, think about what that world would mean for the whole world.
It sure would, Barry.
So,
Barry Cervantes, thank you very much for being here and getting us started in the right way on the brand new year.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny. Great to be with you, and best to you and your family as well.
Thank you.